Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and congratulations on you sharing our deliberations. South Africa would like to make use of its right of reply. The history of our country is characterized by the oppression of majority of our people by the minority and the struggle for liberation. At the heart of the system of apartheid was the dispossession of the majority of our people of their land. If this issue is not addressed in accordance with the Constitution, the stability of our democracy is in jeopardy. An audit by our Department of Rural Development and Land Reform indicates that 72% of farms and agricultural holdings in South Africa are owned by white citizens and 4% by the African majority. Accelerated land reform is therefore a moral, historical, and a constitutional imperative. Furthermore, the World Bank recently noted that it is essential to address the chronic inequality and social fragility that arise from historical land ownership patterns in South Africa. In this light, our government is implementing an accelerated land reform process that seeks to redress the injustices of the past, increase agricultural output, promote economic growth, and protect food security. Redressing these historical injustices will permit us to enhance social cohesion and build a better life for all. Madam Chairperson, the constitution of our country requires that past wrongs must be righted for the wounds of the past to heal. In line with the International Convention on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, our constitution provides for special measures to advance certain groups who were previously disadvantaged. The white minority continues to enjoy vast privileges not enjoyed by minorities in other countries. The affirmative action legislation that we have adopted has yet to be fully achieved. Madam Chair, it is important, therefore, that we put the history of our country and the progress and the plans that we have put in place into its proper perspective for South Africa to grow and prosper. Thank you.